Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Parsha Shir, the weekly Parsha Shir we do on Zoom and posted on podcast. I hope everyone had a beautiful Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. It's a journey of closeness. We haven't done a Parsha for a while because of that. Things were just too hectic before Rosh Hashanah. So we're back. We're back, ready to face the year. And I'll just share one quick idea first. When we come after the whole journey of from beginning of Elul to past Shabbos Bereshis, right? We have Shabbos Bereshis, last Shabbos, which was Shabbos Mevorchim, Cheshvan, still like part of the Tishrei fever. And then we do Noach, and it's very interesting because it's everything exact, the idea why with Noach specifically. Because we know that the story of Noach, of course, Noach was the time when Hashem brought a flood over the entire world. Noach was the time when Hashem destroyed most of humanity, except for Noach and his family and so on. And the instruction given to Noach at the very beginning was, Boi el ha-teva, come into the teva. And the famous pshat, the famous idea is that the word teva, I think it's in Baal Shem Tov, the word teva can also mean words, the words of Torah and the words of tefillah. And Hashem is telling Noach, and it's a lesson for all of us, that if you want to be protected from the mabul, you want to be protected from the turbulence of this world, from the distractions, from the stress, from the burden of earning a livelihood, all these kind of things, from the winds, the distorted philosophical winds that are blowing so strongly, especially nowadays, there's only one way. You've got to immerse yourself in a teva. You've got to immerse yourself in the words of Torah and Tefillah. However, at the very end of the parasha, Hashem says to Noach, "Tzei min ha-teva, go out of the teva." And continuing on the same line of thinking, on the same line of interpretation, there's a very important message here. While the only means for protection and ultimately the connection we have to Hashem and the closest we have to Hashem is through spirituality, through Torah, through mitzvahs, through davening, that spiritual immersion. Yet Hashem tells us that's true, but you can't remain there. There's a world to illuminate. There's a society to transform. There are people to inspire. And therefore, every day one has to go into the teva. We have to learn every day. We have to daven every day. And then we also have to leave the teva. Leave that immersion in the words of Torah and Tefillah and go out and take it with you. And not only withstand the world, but transform the world, illuminate the world, inspire the world. So that's a little bit like Tishrei and the rest of the year. We just had the most, I don't know about you, but it was just the most beautiful experience. In fact, this year, the spiritual connection was even more emphasized because Yom Tov was on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I know people find this a bit difficult sometimes with regard to cooking or taking off work. But on the other hand, there's an unbelievable bright side to it. It means that the bulk of the month we just spent in shul, we just spent with Hashem, spent in celebrating together, in learning together, inspiring together. It's just the most amazing experience. And when it comes to an end, even at the end of Simchas Torah, Shavuos Bereishis, sometimes it feels a bit like a letdown. But you know what it is? It's Parshas Noach. It's true. In order to withstand the rest of the year, we have to have the experience of Tishrei. We have to immerse ourselves in the Sukkah, in the Yom Kippur, in the Rosh Hashanah, the davening, everything. But then Hashem says to us, enough. Same in HaTeva, go out of the Teva and go inspire and guide the rest of the world. Go into the mundaneness of the world. In fact, it's interesting because right after Tishrei comes the month of Cheshvan where there's no Yom Tov, no special day, just a regular routine month. And that's the purpose. It's a regular month because Hashem is saying now, apply what you've experienced just a normal day, a mundane day, a day at the office. Live like a Jew. Inspire someone else to live like a Jew within the normal, boring, routine, mundane cycle of life. That's just an interesting thing about the timing of when we read Parshas Noach. It's always after, right after the journey that began at the beginning of Elul, really, and ended with Shabbos Bereishis. Okay. Now I'm going to share with you one other idea, an idea that comes from the Sefer. I've quoted it many times. Sorry, I love him. About the beginning of the Parsha. The beginning of the Parsha starts Eile told us Noyach, Noyach ish tzaddik. These are the generations, these are the consequences, the story of Noyach. Noyach was a tzaddik. And in Chazal and in Mefarshim, it's raised the concept of why it says the word Noyach twice. Zohar deals with it, Kabbalah deals with it, and so on. So he has a very interesting take on the whole idea of the double Noyach. What is the double Noyach? He starts with the following idea. He says, how could it be that the generation of the Mabul had fallen to such a low state, deserving a flood, deserving destruction and annihilation? So he says like this, he says, it's really something we can understand towards the end of Bereshis, that there are two things in life that are challenging. There are two things in life that could prevent and stand in the way from a person's spiritual growth or spiritual connection or practice or immersion. The first is the inability to understand, a little bit like we spoke about before, but the inability to understand the connection between the spiritual and the physical. How could it be that a God that is infinite, completely spiritual, completely transcendent, should want us to serve him by doing such physical things, putting on a tefillin, which is a physical piece of leather, eating at various different mitzvahs, eating on Pesach, eating on Sukkot, whatever. How come? In other words, it seems strange. In other words, it seems that most of our life, in fact, the majority of our life, we're actually just involved in what we call animalistic practices, eating, sleeping. And therefore, why should we do those things? Why is that important? And therefore, that could lead to sort of seeing, not seeing the importance of Torah mitzvahs in that way, and just seeing it as an irrelevant exercise. The second bothering thing that can bother a person is the suffering of the righteous, as we know, famous old age-old question. How come tzaddik v'ra lo, and someone that's very righteous and yet bad things could happen to good people, basically? And therefore, chas v'shalom, a person can conclude, well, then there's no real higher power, and then we just can do what we want. And he says that was really the Dor HaMabul. That was the generation of the Mabul. Because they were just immersed in physicality, like an animal. Also, they saw good people suffering, apparently, and therefore that was a problem for them, and therefore they just let themselves go and decline spiritually. Now, Noach was born. Noach's task was actually to guide the generation. Noach in the Zohar, for example, comes under certain criticism. Yes, he was a tzaddik, but really he failed in one aspect, different to Avraham Avinu. He didn't inspire. He was a tzaddik for himself. There's a Yiddish expression called a tzaddik in pelts, a tzaddik in a fur coat. What does that mean? We know that when it's very, very cold outside, there are two ways to become warm. One is to light a fire, in which everyone becomes warm, and one is to put on a fur coat where you become warm, but not everyone else. And that's why Noach is sometimes referred to as tzaddik in a fur coat. And that was the intention. And we see that when Noach was born, that really he was supposed to guide and answer the questions and take people out of these two questions, right? He was supposed to explain to the people, no, that Hashem Dafke wanted us to deal with Gashmis, deal with physical things. Why? Because Hashem wanted us to take the world of the physical as the point of the creation, to make a dwelling place for Hashem in this world. The point of the creation was to take something physical and transform it into a spiritual entity. It's not a question why, how could it be such a spiritual God who wants us to do such physical things, and therefore the whole thing must be not true. God forbid, on the contrary, he wanted us because that's what he wanted us to do. He wanted us to bring the godliness to create that incredible paradoxical combination of bringing the incredible transcendence and infinity of God into the very finite physical world. That's the purpose. And that's what Hashem has nachas from, so to speak. And that's what he wants us to do. And the second thing he should have explained to people is about really that everything Hashem does is good. And Hashem has a plan, basic emunah. Like we say in Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem, we know, Yud Kei Vav Kei is the name of Rachamim, is the name of mercy, it's the name of Chesed. Elokeinu, Elokim is the name of judgment, harshness. And we say, whether it's Hashem or whether it's Elokeinu, it's Hashem Echad. It's all one God. It's all coming from him. Ultimately, it's all for the good. And in fact, how do we know Noach was supposed to do this? That's what he says, a beautiful idea. When Noach was born, he was called Noach because it said in the passage, because Zeyen Nachamenu, this one, this child will comfort us, Mima Aseinu, from our deeds, Ume Itzvoin Yodeinu, from the stress, the pain of our hands. What does that mean? He should have brought calmness. He should have brought strength in two things. Ma'aseinu, our behavior, explaining why most of our life has to be involved in physical things. And itzvoin yodeinu, the word itzvoin comes from the word atzvos, the sadness, the despondency from seeing people that are good going through challenging times. And that's why the pasuk starts up by saying, Eile told us Noach, Noach. These are the generations of Noach, Noach. Twice Noach, because he had two jobs. To understand us, to explain to us, to guide the generation on the importance of connecting the physical and the spiritual, and instilling emunah that everything that comes from Hashem is good, whether it's chesed or it's din or it's judgment, it's all Hashem achol, it's all one thing. And we say that Noach failed in that. Noach didn't do that. Because the pasuk continues and says, "Es ha'elokim hishalech Noach." Hashem Noach walked with God. Es ha'elokim hishalech Noach. What does that mean? What's that phrase coming to tell us? It says, "Ela tell us Noach, these children of Noach. Noach was a tzaddik. Tomo yovid roisi was perfect in his generation. Es ha'elokim hishalech Noach. He walked with God. What does that mean? We already know he was a tzaddik. He was a good person, etc. It means like this. First of all, he detached himself from the physical. He just was immersed in godliness. He didn't show the way how you have to bring the godliness into the physical. He just walked with God. He just walked with spirituality and godliness. Second, instead of explaining to everyone how everything that does that God does that seems like harshness, seems like gevura, is really good, because kol mad ovid rachmona tav ovid, everything that Hashem does is really for the good. What he really demonstrated was, no, it's not necessarily good, but that's Hashem. He just leads with din, he leads with judgment. And that's what it means, esol akim misol akim. He walked with akim, he publicized the concept of din, of judgment, of harshness. And he didn't take them away from that pain of understanding why there's harshness. And that's why, as a result, the generation descended and the mabul happened. So yes, Noach was a tzaddik, but and sometimes, as some of Farshim explained, he doesn't say this, but some of Farshim explained, perhaps he had no other way. Perhaps the evil of the generation was so bad, he had no other way just to remove himself and detach himself. But what we learn is that's not the ultimate. The ultimate is, we learn next week's parasha with Avraham Avinu, he went around and he spread monotheism and he influenced others and he gave them to eat and he asked them to bench and he brought God to the masses. It's just a beginning. Again, we're starting a new cycle and hopefully you'll join me every week. Have a wonderful day and ultimately a wonderful Shabbos.